BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to BTV News.
On the afternoon of May the 24th at Quy Nhơn Trade Center, the Bình Định Department of Industry and Trade officially opened the exhibition space for showcasing and connecting OCOP products, outstanding rural industrial goods, and significant products of Bình Định Province. The opening ceremonies were attended by Nguyễn Tự Công Hoàng, Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee. The exhibition featured 40 booths, including 35 booths representing businesses, cooperatives, and establishments with OCOP-certified products, outstanding rural industrial goods, and signature provincial specialties. Additionally, there are 5 share booths dedicated to product showcases, promotional activities, and business network events. The space has attracted 50 qualified units presenting more than 200 products. This exhibition aims to create a platform for promotion, consumption, and networking of OCOP and signature products, as well as notable industrial and agricultural goods from Bình Định. It serves both local residents in Quy Nhơn and tourists during the 2025 summer travel season. The initiative is also expected to gradually establish a supply chain link between agricultural producer and buyer distributors across the province.
The Bình Định Provincial Party Committee has recently issued Action Plan No. 152 to implement Resolution No. 57, dated December 22, 2024, by the Politburo on breakthroughs in the development of science, technology, innovation, and national digital transformation within the province. The plan aims to thoroughly grasp and concretize Resolution No. 57, foster unified awareness and generate strong political will. It seeks to leverage the province's potential and strengths, drive significant progress in digital infrastructure, digital workforce, and the science, technology, and innovation ecosystem, thereby contributing to sustainable development. The plan outlines 10 key requirements and sets forth a range of objectives tied to specific timelines through 2030, 2035, 2040, and 2045. These targets cover areas such as infrastructure development, human resource training, scientific and technological advancement, innovation ecosystems, and digital transformation.
According to the Bình Định Economic Zone Authority, investment in infrastructure development for industrial parks across the province has seen significant progress since the beginning of the year. In particular, investment attraction efforts have yielded promising results. As of May 10, Bình Định had rescued 15 new investment projects in its industrial park, reaching 50% of the annual target set by the Provincial People's Committee. The total registered capital from the projects amount to 11,036 billion VND, equivalent to over 45.5% of the yearly capital target, and marking a 24.7-fold increase compared to the same period of last year. In addition, 18 existing projects have been entrusted to increase their investment capital by a combined 1,020 billion VND.
Yeah. In light of recent incidents at several healthcare facilities across the country where medical staff were assaulted by patients' relatives, the Bình Định Department of Health has issued a directive to strengthen management and ensure safety in medical settings. The department has called on all affiliated hospitals, district-level medical centers, and private healthcare facilities in the province to review their procedures for emergency reception, medical examinations, and regulations on communication and information sharing with patients and their families. Emphasis is being placed on enhancing the application of information technology in medical examination and treatment management with the goal of reducing waiting times, avoiding overcrowding, and minimizing the risk of conflicts. Additionally, healthcare facilities have been instructed to review, reinforce, and fully implement security and other measures in accordance with the 2023 Law on Medical Examination and Treatment. They are also expected to proactively develop plans to prevent and respond to incidents involving disturbances or assaults on medical personnel. And that's the end of the news today. We hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.